job that we do. That's all I have to say at this point.
Very good. Thank you. Tom Hardy, if you would, introduce members of the press that are with us today.
Mr. Chairman, members of the media that are with us today include Jody Cohen, the Chicago Tribune, Sonia Booth of UIC News, Darshan Patel of the Daily Alignment, and Christine Deckerman of the Champaign News.
Very good. Good to have you here with us. Before we get too deep into the agenda of the meeting today, I'd like to ask our gracious host here from the University of Illinois Chicago, Chancellor and Vice President Paul Allen Mears, to comment briefly on the Chicago campus and to give us an overview of the great work that's going on here. Paula?
Thank you. Thank you so much. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to UIC. I want to talk this morning about points of pride, and I've identified several areas that I wish to comment about, and then close my talk this morning with comments about internal and external meetings that I think are important for the board to know about. First of all, the first point of pride that I want to mention is our commencement ceremonies that took place across our campus. 13 separate commencements and 5 congratulatory events. And on behalf of this campus, I want to extend a special thanks to trustees Fitzgerald, Hasara, Quartz, Strobel, and to our president for their generous participation in this year's ceremonies. You conveyed the importance you place on students' accomplishment by joining them and their families at commencement. Thank you all for participating. It meant so much. We graduated 7,500 students, and I want to commend our outgoing student trustee. Ken is off to, I hear, law school. And so, Ken, congratulations to you, and thank you for your 2 years of consecutive service as a trustee of the board. We had many special guests, and I want to comment about a couple of them. Our first guest, whom I will show a short video of, was U.S. Senator Kirk, who provided welcoming remarks to the College of Applied Health Sciences. Marion Wright Edelman, founder of the Children's Defense Fund, was awarded an honorary degree, Humane Letters, as a matter of fact, and she addressed the graduates at the School of Public Health. And then we had the president of the American Medical Association, Dr. Lazarus, who spoke to our College of Medicine graduates. It was truly a stellar day. And there were also graduation ceremonies held in Rockford and Peoria, as well as on the UIUC campus. Here's a video clip from Senator Kirk's remarks. Senator Kirk made moving remarks about his own recent health experiences and the impact our College of Applied Health Sciences has made on his personal recovery. And I thought the board would be interested in viewing this video.
I want to congratulate everybody listening to my words, and to especially thank Dr. George Hornby, who's the guy on the stage who's waving his hand, the guy that really put me back together and put me back in the United States Senate in a way that we always dreamed could be done by good PTs and OTs. I just would ask one thing. Let's have honesty in medical delivery and call PT physical torture. OT is other torture, the way George Hornby delivers it. Kind of a take no prisoners approach that I went through. Physical therapists were absolutely vital to my return to the Senate after a massive stroke. When we think about stroke in the 1950s, you're the reason why it's not so depressing. And I have talked to some experts about what happened 40 or 50 years ago, that when someone had a stroke, they just were left in a room and their career ended and then they died. And, you know, if we live up to the full potential of your profession, then things will turn out like they did for me. In my case, a full return to work in the United States Senate, thanks to a PT regiment that would never let me give up, that I would just ask you to push your patients the way I was. They will amaze you in their ability to come back. And I completely surprised myself when, after a stroke, I was able to walk up all 45 steps of the United States Senate and planned on that moment and then fully returned to work.